Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Trouble at the airports this morning. In fact, we're hearing of long lines at some terminals at LaGuardia specifically. That's where American, Delta, and United had said they were back in action after issuing global ground stops on all flights due to a system-wide computer outage. Frontier Airlines, Allegiant, and Sun Country also affected. That was caused by issues with Microsoft's cloud system, which says that's been fixed. This morning, Spirit computers are down. They are checking in people manually and still problems with many flights overseas. Microsoft users worldwide, including banks and even regular folk, are having issues this morning.
The cancellations and delays are now affecting Spirit Airline passengers here.
It's canceled. They canceled it like 20 minutes before the flight.
There is a long line to check in since kiosks are down, so passengers are being checked in manually, and many are extremely frustrated with the lack of communication.
I don't even know when I'll make it home now, if that's the case.
Oh, you're trying to head home?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Nashville.
Other passengers are stranded with vacation plans ruined.
Orlando.
And how does this inconvenience your trip? Like, did you book a hotel?
We booked the hotel. We booked the Universal tickets, and now we lost everything.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in LaGuardia.
Still problems overseas.
Airlines, airports, banks, and media companies in Australia all experiencing outages and disruptions. In the UK, Sky News reporting it's not able to broadcast due to the issue. Gatwick Airport and the London Stock Exchange also affected. Flights in Berlin are now grounded. Airports in Spain are also reporting issues. U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike has admitted to being responsible for the error and is working to correct it. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Another iconic restaurant in the city is closing. This is the West Bank Cafe and the Laurie Beachman Theater, which has been operating for nearly 50 years in the theater district since 1978. It's not only a restaurant, but also a 90-seat cabaret and theater venue. The owners say it never bounced back after being forced to shut down during the pandemic. It is set to close next month. The Queens man accused of posing as a priest to rob a church in Bayside, now back in New York to face the music. 45-year-old Malin Rostas, known to victims as Father Martin, allegedly struck at the American Martyrs Roman Catholic Church in Bayside. Police say he duped an 85-year-old senior priest to get inside the rectory where he stole $900. He was arrested in California back in April for allegedly robbing a church in Riverside County. He was extradited yesterday. Well, Mayor Adams told 1010 Winds yesterday he would be meeting with the city council member charged with biting a cop during a protest over a men's shelter in Bensonhurst. She says she's the victim.
A large crowd of supporters at a senior center cheered Councilwoman Susan Duong, who said she was aiding an elderly protester who had fallen to the ground when she was grabbed by the neck from behind.
And then one police officer pulled in my hair. Another officer grabbed my neck.
Duong accused the officers who handcuffed her of using excessive force.
Police brutality is wrong. The misuse of enforcement is wrong.
She also accused the NYPD of mistreating the AAPI community. Duong did not take questions and did not comment on the bite to Deputy Chief Frank Giacomo's arm. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Fun.
Well, it is some adorable fun at the Bronx Zoo.
I'm a kangaroo, do.
That's right, a baby kangaroo is now ready to greet his fans. This rare tree kangaroo was born at the end of December, but has remained behind the scenes till now. These animals were actually labeled as endangered back in 1996, with less than 2,500 in the wild. The Wildlife Conservation Society says this is due to rainforest habitation as well as hunting and other issues caused by humans. If and when you do head to the zoo, this little guy and his mama are in the Jungle World exhibit. Well, not so cute. The Shark Watch continues this summer, and they spotted one yesterday about 100 yards off Hewlett Point Beach. And so it was everybody out for about an hour until they gave the all clear. This was actually the third shark sighting in Hewlett Bay since last weekend and the sixth off Long Island in the past week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.